कर्मणा तम अभ्यर्थ्य सिद्धिम विंदति मानव. यू हैव टू डू योर वर्क बट रिमेंबर दैट इज गिवन बाय हिम एंड यू आर ए केयर टेकर ऑफ हिम एंड ही इज हियर. दिस इज हिज टेम्पल. डू यू रियली बिलीव इन इट? यू आर सो ग्रेट बिकॉज ऑल ऑफ यू आर ग्रेट वंडरफुल टेम्पल्स. You are all temples. You are all mobile temples. Unfortunately, we did not realize that. At least, from now on, let's realize that we are all mobile temples. What is the name of a mobile temple? Ratha. Ratha. What is this now? Ratha. Ratha. Whose is this Ratha? Jagannath's Ratha. This is Jagannath's Ratha. This is what the Vedas talked about in Kathopanishad. You are the one who are traveling, permitted to travel in this chariot, and he is the one who is making the journey for you. He is making the journey for you, and this is a Radha. You are called Atma, and of course we know that he is Paramatma. Atmanam Rathinam Vidhi Shariram Rathamevatu Indriyani Hayanahu Manah Pragrahamevaja Buddhim Tusarathim Vikhi. You know that chariot? This is a chariot. The body is a chariot which is traveling with a horses called senses. Sensory organs are the horses of his chariot. And of course, here are two wheels called Punya and Papa. This chariot moves with those wheels on the path which is called Vishayas, which are constantly grabbing us towards them. The objects of our sensory organs, they are called the paths. But who is the driver here? Don't you become driver? No, it's not safe for you because the path is something new to us. Don't take the reins called manas into your hands. There is a sarathi. There is one charioteer called Buddhi. Surrender it to the Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Your job is over. When the driver is a capable person, why you unnecessarily take an unwarranted responsibility and create all the problems? Let the chariot be on the road. Keep the reins called manas in the hands of Lord Krishna, who takes care of our buddhi. What is called vyavasayatmika buddhi? Eka kuru. You keep your buddhi under his control and let him hold the reins of this chariot, the manas, and drive these horses called senses. You need not go to any place. Lord Krishna came down to this planet not to take you to some other planet, to make this planet as the divine planet. What do you want really? Do you want to go some other planet or you want to make this planet a divine abode?
This planet is a divine abode.
That is what he does. for which he sends so many of his disciples. Ramanujacharya Swami has come down like that. Prabhupada Swami has come down like that. And so many other acharyas came down to this earth. Not to take you to somewhere else. Make this planet as the divine abode of God where he danced, he slept, he walked, he purified every particle of the dust of this land as his abode. And to check whether this land is trading like that or not, then now and then he comes on a chariot. And that is this day. That is this day. He wants to go in a big chariot, taking all the small chariots along with him. And these are the chariots. And there are lakhs and lakhs of small chariots in the divine place Puri Jagannath, just trying to follow him. Draw the energy from him and make this chariot highly powerful one. That's all. The whole planet becomes his abode. Truly speaking, suppose if a small helicopter is brought down here and kept there, ready to go loka. How many of you please get into the helicopter? How many of you are ready? Don't unnecessarily lie. Don't lie. We are not really ready to go to some other planet. We want every planet of this universe as his planets. Isn't it? Don't you want that?
Yes, ma'am.
He is not a shareholding business guy. He doesn't want shareholding business. He never liked it. You know the story very well. Indra and Bali both were doing a share business. And Bali did not like it. And God said, "That is nice, my friend. Don't worry. I give some provision for you. And just now leave it to Indra. I give you another place called Rasatala. Go. Make a solo business." He sent him there and made him independent. He wants this planet to be the divine abode of him. And he wants all of you all his divine children. And he wants everybody should be transformed as his divine children. No matter who he is or who she is, in what color, in what race, in what religion, in what context they live. But he wants everyone should be his children, together, loving each other, sharing each other, and enjoying. Tushyanticha Ramanticha Parasparam Bhavayantaha Shreya Paramavapsyatha. Have a kind of mutual exchange between each one of you, not discussing unnecessarily unwanted stuff like race, religion, etc., etc. And just all together enjoy his warmth of grace. This is what he wanted. That is what we see in the form of Jagannath Rath Yatra. That Ratham is not just meant for all of us to carry, but that Ratham is meant to carry all these Radhas along with it. Understand? Now, again I ask you the same question. How many of you are able to spend time for God really sincerely? And how much time? How much time? All through the day, all hours, no discount of even a fraction of a second, we can be with Him always, isn't it? If you are really able to make it, and if you are able to see the Radhastam Kesavam, Punarjanma Navidyate, you need not come back to the karmic bondage. You need not come to the karmic bondage. You can live, maybe living here, or maybe living in any other place. That makes no difference. But all that we want is cut down the karmic bondage. That's all what we want. That's what He is able to do that. Aham mokshayishyami masujaha. That's what He promised for all of us. Let us feel it. This Radha Yatra is meant for that purpose across the world. And our obeisances to Srila Prabhupada Swami, who made this trend all over the world. Though the practice is age-old in Puri Jagannath, but He's the one who brought it to the, to the vision of the whole world. And we are really blessed. Glories to all the Acharyas, all the Vaishnavas. They need not be, very highly educated, as Swami rightly mentioned. Let them be anybody, but let's be dasanudas to all the dasas, all the acharyas, all the great gurus. I'm so happy to be here in the divine presence of the Lord Jagannath. And they said, of course, a chief guest. What is a chief guest? I don't want to be a chief guest or a chief guest. I want to be always a bhrutya bhrutya paricharaka bhrutya bhrutya bhrutyasya bhrutyaka. I want to be always the devotee of the devotees in the divine service of Lord Krishna. And it is the divine grace of Sri Ramanujacharya Swami who opened the gates of the Bhakti Sampradaya, the Bhakti movement. Before that it was not there at all. Before Ramanujacharya Swami they used to say that the whole world is illusionary. Mayavada, what is called? Mayava. And Ramanuja Swami said even Maya is also true. Maya also true. Don't say something is illusionary. Even the illusion you experience also is true. Remember. But it is something trick photography. That's what you can say. A trick photography. Whatever you see in the form of dream, everything is true. Dream is true, and the whole world is true. Every experience is 100% true, and let these experiences be served or in the Acharya's presence or in the service of God. That is what Ramanujacharya Swami has given to us, and fortunate enough we are walking in that path of bhakti. Wonderful acharyas we have in the lineage. Of course, each is showing us wonderful differences of that path. The wonderful parameters of that path are wonderful strides of that path for us to experience, for us to enjoy, for us to be immersed in the grace of God, Lord Krishna. We offer our Mangala sasanams to be here on this day during this wonderful Ratha Yatra that ISKCON Hyderabad is organizing. And you're all really, really, did lot of punya So you also joining this Rathayatra and making your Ratham also a purposeful one in the service of the Lord and in the service of Guru. Let the grace of Krishna be always with us and let Him keep all of us in His divine fold. Even we try to, you know, just squeeze ourselves and just escape, let Him not leave us. Jai Shri Manare.
Hare Krishna. We sincerely thank His Holiness Sri 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 Ridandi Chinnajiya Swamiji for giving his profound message in a very capsule manner. So he said how to view our bodies as rathas and use it in the service of Lord. So let us show our gratitude to His Holiness Tridandi Chinnajiya Swamiji by three times saying Hari Bol.
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
So on behalf of the Hyderabad Temple Management Committee and the ISKCON Abbots Parivar, why not from the citizens of all Hyderabad, we sincerely thank His Holiness Sri Sri Ridandi Chinnajiya Swamiji for making the occasion and giving a wonderful message to the citizens of Hyderabad. Thank you so much, Swamiji. Now, one of our principal donors for our Hyderabad ISKCON Temple, Rajkumar Lalwani ji, he is no more with us. He was so immersed in the service of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan that he always wanted to build the temple in a beautiful manner, beautify it, and do so many things for making it a wonderful temple in the world. But then because he is no more, the HTMC thought that we would felicitate him on this august occasion. He left his body last year just before Jagannath Rath Yatra on 7th. So this month 7th is his first anniversary. His family is here, Mataji, Sonam Lalwani ji is here. So I request, Sitaram Prabhu actually corrected me saying that he never thought himself as a donor. Ashmar Lalwani ji never considered him as a